This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Andrew has been served. Trudeau is in chaos at the Texas border. Plus a mailbag. Lots to get to. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on this show. Let's talk about Homeland Security. They sent 600 agents to the border. Why? Because you have thousands of Haitians who are still being moved in Del Rio. When I say moved, you had Border Patrol agents that are on horseback trying to get people in line. And some of the video has horrified a lot of people who are pounding on the U.S. of what is going on here. I mean, listen, folks, I feel sorry for the Border Patrol agents. I have a friend who was in television with me who left to become a Border Patrol agent, and there is no question that what he's dealing with and what they're dealing with is insanity. I mean, moving that many people from under a bridge and getting them someplace where they're safer. The conditions are horrific, from dirty diapers, putrid water, to you name it. I won't go into great detail here, but when you have that many people for that many days that are just there in the water, that are sleeping in dirt, that there's growing piles of garbage, they're exposed to the elements, they don't have food, they don't have water. I mean, you get it. Look, the U.S. Border Patrol is overwhelmed by this process. Of course it's overwhelmed. And of course, people are looking to exploit that, like Al Jazeera and some others who are showing some of the tactics that are happening at the border. I just can't imagine being a Border Patrol agent. I can't. And I feel for these people. You know, you're talking about babies that are on the heads of people that are coming through, that are carrying a piece of furniture in one hand and a baby in the other. I mean, it is just an absolute travesty. It's a nightmare. And for the people in Del Rio, their whole life has been turned upside down, as fragile as it can be, because it is a border town that deals already with a lot of crime and a lot of problems and everything else mixed in between. So the images that we have seen are horrifying, and the idea is on planes off the soil of the U.S. or in facilities being processed. But so many, I think, get the word that they think come to America, seek asylum, and there's no way all those people are going to be processed for asylum. There's no way. Plus, mixed in, because this is a border crossing area, mixed in you have so many others from Central America. And I talked about this briefly at the top of the last hour, that what is the reason for so many of the Haitians being in Texas versus Florida? And many of them were already in Central America making their way to the U.S. I mean, the goal is to get to the U.S. There's no question. They're not trying to stop somewhere in South America, Central America. They're trying to get over the border. So it's just been exacerbated by all the things that have happened in Haiti with the natural disasters and the crazy, insane government there. They're not safe. And you got babies, you have a family, you're looking for a different way of life. You know, that's what it is, looking for a different way of life. So Justin Trudeau is still the man, so to speak, in Canada, but they did not get the majority. So the Canadians gave the prime minister a victory in Monday's parliamentary elections, but his gamble to win a majority of seats failed, and it shows that they don't have it. So the Liberals won the most seats of any of the parties. That's how it goes. That's how they roll there. So the 49-year-old was able to get enough votes, right? The Liberals led were elected in 156 seats, one less than they won in 2019, 14 short of the 170 needed for the majority in the House of Commons. So I think the people clearly are not incredibly happy with what's happening, but enough that he's still you know, he didn't get the majority he wanted, but he's still in power. And I think all of this lands on the economics, the pandemic. I mean, this is really anywhere anyone's listening to me. What is it that's happening, right? So, like in Canada, there's one of the most fully vaccinated countries in the world, and Trudeau's government spent hundreds of billions of dollars, hear me, hundreds of billions of dollars to prop up the economy in the middle of the lockdowns. And Trudeau argued that the Conservatives' approach, which was skeptical of lockdowns and vaccine mandates, would be dangerous and that Canada needed to follow science. So the debate was raging, and this was the same thing, anti-vax versus vax, what's real information and disinformation, mirroring what so much of the conversation is across the world. So not surprising, right? All right, how about Prince Andrew? Yes, the prince has been served a sexual assault suit in the USA. So it just goes to show you the royals only have so much power. It happened, this lawsuit in the United States by lawyers for a woman who says she was forced to have sex with him at the London home of a friend of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. So it was filed in a court in Manhattan. This is Virginia Guffrey. And under federal rules, the Duke of York has 21 days to respond or could face a default judgment. Guffrey's lawyers previously said they also served Andrew, who's Queen Elizabeth II's son, in England. So this is the second time this has happened. Beating this back is not going to necessarily be easy because they're not stopping. And Guffrey, if you don't know the story, accused Andrew of forcing her to have sex when she was underage, again, at the home of Epstein's longtime associate, Ghislaine Maxwell. And she also said that he abused her around the same time in Epstein's mansion in Manhattan. And there was yet a third time on a private island in the U.S. Virgin Islands. No real response to this at this point. And I think there's going to be delays. I think it's going to be a lot of back and forth. And we'll see. Ghislaine Maxwell, by the way, has pled not guilty to criminal charges. That she helped recruit and groom underage girls for Epstein to abuse. Her trial is, everybody gets their day in court, her trial is November 29th. That's going to be wild to watch that, because that situation, that House of Horrors, and all the allegations that came out of that really blew the lid off the whole Epstein ruse, and how he had hoodwinked some people, but how some people probably were complicit. We'll find out where it all ends up when the dust settles. All right, and then finally, if you're getting on a plane, we were talking the other night about the fact that a lot of people have canceled reservations, concerned about the Delta variant and traveling and all that kind of stuff, but adding just more problems with aviation. Because, I mean, hey, look, they were thrust into the crisis like the rest of us. The aviation industry has more trouble with this sort of emerging world because there are still people that want to travel, and it's about finding pilots. There's likely to be a shortage of pilots after thousands, of course, were laid off initially and were forced to retire. So now that becomes the thing, because you got to get the schools up and running, and, you know, it's not just America. It's across the board. Airlines are buying and modernizing their fleets, and then they've got to have new pilots. So the market is pretty interesting. Hang with us. Mailbag next.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found 61% of college students practice saving. However, just 45% create and stick to a budget. Budgeting is a critical lifelong skill and allows you to save strategically. Aaron McCullen, head of deposit products at Bank of America.
As a college student, it's all too easy to overspend and bust your budget. Every dollar counts when purchasing textbooks, restocking the fridge, or catching up with friends over dinner. When you head back to campus and activities ramp up, creating or updating your budget is critical. Also look for ways to start saving for the future, even if it's a small amount. Automatic saving tools like Bank of America's Keep the Change make it easy to incorporate savings into everyday college life.
Keep the Change rounds purchases made with a Bank of America debit card to the nearest dollar and transfers the change to a savings account. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/students.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Malcolm? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Thanks so much for sending me your thoughts in the mailbag. How can you do that if you're listening to this segment 24/7? Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and let me know your thoughts. Whether it's the crisis at the border, or whether it's your favorite football team, or you hate football, and so you replace it with something else that you do in your life. I mean, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, just let it rip. And I love this audience because you are so, so, so responsive. And I'm going to take a second here to remind everyone, next Wednesday in our first hour, last segment, if you're listening to me live, you can participate in Nail the Score. Nail the Score is, I pick the game of the week in the NFL. It'll be week 4 in the NFL. And so, can't believe it, already week 4. Whatever the game of the week is, you call up, excuse me, and you tell me who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. It's that easy. You don't have to know anything about football. You're making a guess. And if you win some incredible prizes. Yay. All right, let's dive into the mailbag. That was a weak yay, wasn't it? All right, let's dive into the mailbag. How about the Sam Adams beer? I talked about it on a show, I think, last week. So Pat picked up on it, and he said, yo, Kate, I would love to tip back one of those Sam Adams beers with you. 28%. That is crazy. 28% alcohol, especially the price for it. So you have to have some serious bucks and really want to do it, let's face it, to get a hold of one of those potent beers in the first place. Yeah, you know, Pat, it's, you obviously know, it's $2.40, and you get, they give you a treat with it, so it costs $240, and you get 2,000 pounds of cherries. Yeah, that's the treat.
from what you get in the beer, supposedly. That's what it's finished on, the 2,000 pounds of cherries. You don't get the 2,000 pounds. It's just finished on it. So they're called Utopias, and they release them every other year. It's available October 11th, and it's available at select specialty beer, wine, and liquor stores, of course. And it's only where the law allows it, because it's illegal in 15 states. So even if you wanted it, it's illegal. It's kind of cool how they do it, actually. They call it extreme beer. Excuse me. And some of the liquid has been aged about 3 decades in wooden bourbon casks. And I was looking at them. I saw a picture of it. I have to say, it is pretty interesting. I would be curious as to what it tastes like. Obviously potent. You know, that's it. And that's why it's illegal in so many of those states. They started doing it, I guess, in 2002. And they've looked at different things to mix with it, right? What kind of cherries? So the 2,000 pounds of cherries that they use, Michigan cherries, that's one. So it gives you this black cherry and kind of, it's a dark fruity taste, whatever that is. I love it. I love that they do this. I love that they decided that this was something to do. And they actually, they had a special SpaceX bottle that they did. And that was to raise money for St. Jude's Hospital. And, that, you know, that whole bidding thing is almost wrapped up. But I think it's kind of cool because if you bid enough money on it, and we'll figure out who the winner was, it would be interesting to talk to them. They get round-trip airfare. I'm going down a rabbit hole. But they get round-trip airfare for two to the Sam Adams Boston Brewery and a hotel stay for 2 nights and 3 days. Boy, you'd have to really be into Sam Adams, wouldn't you? Or just doing it for charity, because that's a great charity. All right, we move to Christopher, who doesn't care about how potent the Sam Adams crazy beer is that comes out every other year. He cares about the stock market. And Chris says, Kate, I know you are watching the markets and you talked about it the a couple of days ago or the other day. You talked about the big slump that sent the Dow Jones spiraling. And, of course, the worry is over China and one of their biggest property developers and the fact that they could default on billions of debt, which would spill over into other parts of the economy. And I agree with you. This is what happens, though. You've said it. It's on negative news. And then if something else happens to bounce it back and we forget about Evergrande for a second, then we see a correction. And I think we'll see that correction. I mean, we've seen spikes in the market before, don't you think? Yeah, absolutely. I think the concern, the biggest concern is that what will happen with, I mean, the stock market's been very resilient, despite what's happening with the economy or the spread of the Delta coronavirus variant and the arguments on all sides of this and worries over the Fed's plans and whatnot. I mean, overall, I saw this figure and I really took note of it. The S&P 500 has rallied more than 90% since the pandemic-fueled sell-off in March of 2020. That's pretty good. Right. So it's not great when the Evergrande thing, the Chinese property development industry spills over into other financial systems. It's not, because we saw how the failure of Lehman Brothers really ignited the 2008 financial crisis and, of course, ultimately the Great Recession. But, and China is the world's second largest economy, like it or not, it is. But, the stock market typically sees about 3-5% plus falls a year on average. So those are numbers just to keep in mind. I mean, of course, you're always watching. I say it, you know, you have to diversify whatever it is you have for your retirement, and, you know, we know that. You know, absolutely. All right, here's one from Andy, and Andy says, Kate, I heard you mention a little bit about the Emmys. You didn't talk about it too much, but you mentioned the deal with Conan O'Brien and the heckling, and I think he may have been the best thing in that probably overall boring-ish show. And it's so funny, all the criticisms about people not wearing masks, but then you look at the Emmy crowd, and they look like they were in a pretty tight squeeze. I actually think my man Seth Rogen had it right when he called out all the people in the room for being there with a roof on and everything else, and that he thought it was outside. Give me a break, because if anybody was watching it, they certainly weren't seeing social distancing of any sort. Yeah, he did do that. I thought that was interesting. What also is interesting is they actually, and I don't know if it was because of the timing or people like certain shows like Ted Lasso or whatnot, but the ratings for award shows, that's, they're usually not, you know, particularly incredible, especially recently. But the Nielsen company says that 7.4 million people watched the Sunday night show. And I think it's, maybe it's because of streaming and people are curious or they like an actor or whatever. I don't know. Or like I said, they're flipping back and forth. I'm not sure. So the fact that the number increased, right, over the previous year is pretty curious. And of course, the person who ends up hosting the Emmys, boy, I kind of feel for them. How do you balance that out, right? Between what you really want to say and you can't say. But Cedric the Entertainer was pretty entertaining, I think, with what he tried to do, for what it's worth. I mean, I watch some of these Netflix shows. I definitely watched Ted Lasso. I definitely watched The Queen's Gambit. And I know nothing about chess, and now I am curious about trying to learn chess. But one thing at a time, right? So peeling back a little bit of the onion in my life, I'm trying to learn how to play a guitar. I have an electric guitar. Very slowly, I am learning how to play it. Thanks to my friend Parik Mather, who came on a charity thing for Shaken Baby Syndrome with me, and he's just terrific, and he was a guest on our show. And we'll see how far that goes. Maybe I'll be able to strum a few chords on a future show for just a few seconds, because I think it would be cringeworthy at this point. I'm just saying. Let's move to Greg. Greg says, Kate, I look at travel. I heard something that you had on the other day about people flying to other countries and was it safe and what do you know about the entry rules and all of that. And then it's good to know because I have a brother who lives overseas and wants to come and visit. And I guess the travel ban is being dropped in the U.S. that's happening closer to, I think, Thanksgiving. Do you know anything more about that? Yeah, that's actually an interesting story. They announced that a new international air travel system was opening for all vaccinated foreign nationals in early November, including those impacted by the travel ban. So they need to show proof of full vaccination prior to boarding planes going to the U.S. A COVID-19 test is also required within 3 days of departure, and a proof of negative results has to be shown. Enhanced contact tracing and masking will also be required, but no quarantine. And I think this is the part people are talking about, no quarantine mandate. But that's a lot, what I just said, right? So you'd have to have full, vaccination. You'd have to have a COVID test. So 3 days before you depart, so that means you have to time that, right? You have to have proof of the negative results, and you have to have, and you don't have to quarantine. So you got to pay attention to that, right? There's the accepted vaccinations, etc. All right, thanks for your thoughts. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. President Biden spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron for the first time since Biden announced a defense partnership with the UK and Australia that prompted the Aussies to cancel their partnership with the French. During a 30-minute phone call on Wednesday, Biden appeared to admit that there were missteps in the rollout of the Australian deal. In a joint statement, the leaders said that the situation would have benefited from open consultations between allies and that President Biden had made a commitment in that regard. And the Food and Drug Administration has decided to grant an emergency use authorization to Pfizer's COVID vaccine for a booster shot for people 65 and older, those at high risk for severe disease, and those whose jobs put them at high risk for infection. The approval following the recommendation of an advisory panel that met last week, which voted down the booster for the general public. Before any shots can be administered, the Centers for Disease Control must sign off on the recommendation. A CDC advisory committee will meet on Thursday to discuss the FDA's decision. This is USA Radio News. Investigators continue to search for the boyfriend of a social media star found dead over the weekend. Lance Pry has more.
The body found over the weekend near a campsite in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito. The Teton coroner ruled the cause of death a homicide. Forensic scientist Lawrence Kowalinski on CNN says although the coroner did not give specifics to the media about the cause of death, it is known by investigators.
Coroner Brent Blue has to make a determination as to whether it's an accident or suicide, a homicide, natural cause death, or indeterminate. And the fact that this death was called a homicide would tell me that they must have a cause of death. They're not declaring it at this point because the autopsy is not completed.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And House Democrats have introduced a standalone bill that would provide $1 billion in funding to replenish Israel's Iron Dome air defense system, a day after removing it from a bill to fund the government through December. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Now we go to Audrey Thomas, and her book is called Your Eyes Can't See My Heart. We had a wonderful off-air conversation a while ago about her book and where she is and the things that have happened in her life, and she's so inspiring. Audrey, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Good morning to you.
You and I have the commonality of New York and growing up in New York. And you tell me an interesting story. And people don't always realize what it takes to sometimes break through and sometimes the struggles that you come across. And you're an attorney, but it wasn't easy getting into the position that you're in, right?
Absolutely not. It was not easy at all.
Tell us about that journey. What was that like?
Well, my story, I tell people constantly, is a story that I think is more common than we care to acknowledge, right? Everyone has in their journey their own adversities that they had to overcome. And for me, it was I came to this country at the age of 10 as an immigrant, but as an illegal alien. By the time I was 15, I became pregnant and had my first child. And I dropped out of high school, and I've had so many things that people would consider failure, but they have proven to be my greatest asset and my legacy for my own children.
Yeah, wow. And so in this book, what was it that led you to write this book? Why'd you write this story?
I wrote the because as an attorney, I find that one of the greatest impediments to people's success is the belief that they can't. You know, I've had young men tell me, oh, I could never be a lawyer. I dropped out of high school. One young man said to me, I can't be an attorney. I don't know who my father is. And it broke my heart to hear him speak of a place of broken, right? Because a lot of times people's perception is the only impediment to their success. Whether it be race, sexuality, gender, you have to choose to overcome whatever people are trying to use to bind you. If you don't make that choice, it doesn't matter what anyone else does, you can't attain success. So for me, it was after hearing so many people say they can't, I had to explain to them why they can't. And I thought the title, Your Eyes Can't See My Heart, was befitting because it helps you to conceptualize that you can't tell a person's journey by looking at them. You don't even know what a person's intentions are by speaking to them. Until a person is called on to choose, no one ever really knows what they're going to do or what the outcome would be.
Boy, so true. So in the book, tell us more about the book. So if we crack open the book, people are listening to our conversation. This is great and powerful what you're telling us. What do you tell people to do?
I tell people to support their children, to be loving, to be kind, and most of all, to find communities, not one or two or commonalities. Find communities to be a part of. You know, make your weak ties strong and your circumstances certain. So, for example, I talked about the fact that I had a child at 15. The only reason why I was able to go on to become an attorney is because I had the love and support of my entire community. I've never struggled one day with my children. I have 9 today. Never struggled one day with my children. Although my marriage failed, the reality is we chose to co-parent very well. So the child was not an impediment. The child was actually an inspiration. I wanted to have the child be proud of me, so I wanted to accomplish greaterness. As a result, I took a GED, and then I went to business school. And from business school, I had a professor that encouraged me to go to college. When I got to college, I had Dr. Newton who encouraged me to go to law school, but I was a chicken, so I went to grad school instead. My professor in grad school encouraged me to go and further my dreams of being an attorney. He literally said to me, there is no reason why you can't. There are several reasons why you can't. So in the book, I try to encourage people to accept help, ask for help, and ignore the negative forces that are running around inside your head. Because most of the adversity that we're complaining of are self-inflicted.
Wow, so true. I love it. It's so powerful what you said. Accept help. Ask for help. And why is that so hard for us to all do?
Because we're taught, you know, in, especially in the United States, we're taught that individuality is tantamount to living, right? We're taught that if you're not doing it yourself, somehow you're lacking. Even, for example, a person whose parents are wealthy, if that person accomplishes anything, they'll be judged and, oh, you know, his daddy did this. No. There's nothing wrong with having help. If the universe thought we could do it alone, we wouldn't be on a planet with 8 billion people. We just would not.
Yes, so true. And then, and also, too, what you said about find community, because, you know, people feel isolated, especially now more than ever. And
yes.
There's a lot of ways to find community, and you can find a lot of different communities, can't you?
Yes, you can. You know what's funny? I got to tell you this quickly. Yesterday I pulled up at the mall, and my paralegal was with me, and there were 6 kids together, right? One was wearing a turban. One was dressed like he was a rap artist. There was a young woman who I'm certain that she's Jewish because of how she was dressed, but I can't confirm or deny that. There was another guy that looked like a total hippie, and we were looking at this group of 6 people, and we were thinking, how did they get together? And my friend started laughing, my paralegal Javian, and I said to him, I figured it out. He said, what? They went to high school together.
There you go.
They went to high school together. And it's, you know, we're we're conditioned in our socialization to believe that if it doesn't talk like you, walk like you, pray like you, eat like you, then all of a sudden it's far removed from you. And that's not the case. I am the woman that I am today, not because I'm great or, you know, extremely, extremely powerful. I am the woman that I am because I'm an average woman who had exceptional love and support from many places. Yesterday I posted about my boss in Blue Cross Blue Shield, Tony Jablonski, who he has passed away now. He was in the towers at 9/11. He developed cancer and passed away. But he was instrumental in getting me to go to college, right? I've had help from just about every single community that you can imagine. And I think the reason being is I grew up in Jamaica. And the creed that is force-fed to us from birth in Jamaica is, out of many, we're one people. So growing up, I'm never going to say I don't see color. You have to be blind, deaf, and dumb to not see color. I see color. I know black. I know white. I know, you know, Asian. I know all of the different races, ethnicities, gender differences. But what I don't see are differences, right? I believe that the humanity that we all have is very common.
Wow, so well said. The humanity that we have is all one. I mean, what would you say? Out of many, we're one people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even my own, you know, genealogy is very diverse. My great grandmother, her parents immigrated to Jamaica from Germany to avoid the Holocaust. My father is a Maroon. My maternal grandmother is a Jamaican Indian and Irish. You know, you can't get a more diverse background.
True. Yeah. I love it.
And I believe that for me, I'm hoping that this is not just a book, that it is the instrumentality that many will use to brave their fears, you know, to believe that they can, that the fact that you have taken a detour and you haven't done it the way people have said you should or the way your peers have doesn't mean that you don't get to do it. You know, I ended up at the Kings County District Attorney's Office. The guy that I shared my office with went to Harvard. I graduated 287 in the class of 287, right? But we ended up in the same office. We were sharing an office at the Kings County District Attorney's Office. I flunked out of law school my first two semesters. The first time I flunked out, they put me on probation. The second time, they expelled me. And I kept going to school while I was appealing the decision. Finally, Mary said, "Oyster, you're going to get me fired. You can't keep coming to school." I said, "Yes, I can, because when I win the appeal, who's going to give me back all the days that I missed from school?" Sure enough, I won the appeal. They decided to let me back in, and they said, "The only issue is you're going to have to repeat the classes because you missed so many days." I said, "I didn't miss one day." So they called Mary, who was taking attendance. Did Miss Watson come to school? She said yes. I couldn't get her to leave. She came every day. And that's how I finished law school. And I never forget Professor Barrett said to me, "You don't worry about where you're graduating. 2.0 equals JD. Your concern should be to graduate. You don't tell a fish to climb a tree. You focus on finishing. It's not how you finish. It's whether you finish." And I never forgot that.
That's right. There's a hashtag. It's not how you finish; it's whether you finish. If more people embrace that, they would step over that fear, and they would ask for help, and they would build community, and all the wonderful things that you told us. Okay, so the book is "Your Eyes Can't See My Heart," Audrey Thomas. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
I appreciate it. Now I'm a part of your community.
Excellent. You are a part of my community. Thank you, and I'm part of yours. Thanks, Audrey.
Thank you.
Once again.
You. Yep. Stay safe and prosper.
You too.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling.
So many of the ideas I get for my radio show or books hit me at weird times and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In our virtual green room, she joins us from Oregon, and she's written a book called Nature's Mirror of Symmetry. Cheryl, thanks so much for coming on.
Yes, it's a pleasure.
What led you to writing this book?
Well, I was teaching children about symmetry, and I was taking pictures to try to help them understand it. And in the process, I learned about it myself. And so together with the children and myself, we delved into symmetry. And I just kept on going. I just taught my little class from first through sixth graders. But then I continued on.
Yeah, so tell us about symmetry. I mean, I think most people know what it is, but maybe they don't know what it is. So tell us about that. And some of what you talk about in the book.
Symmetry is like a mirror, and that's why I use the word mirror of symmetry in my book.
Mm-hmm.
It shows the reflective side of something else. And I found out with my pictures, with the software, how to take any pictures that I had and make it into a mirror image from four sides, from all four sides of the picture.
Wow.
And so I did thousands of pictures like this, okay? Usually I only had pictures that were, you know, the lake or the river mirroring the water, or I use snowflakes to show the children because they have natural symmetry. But when I started doing this on my own, I found out that every single picture I had could be symmetrically mirrored.
That is so interesting. You know, one of the things that you have in your book, you have the picture of petroglyphs on a cliff wall in Arizona. And I saw the petroglyphs in Albuquerque, New Mexico, because they have them there, too. And it just blew my mind. It blew my mind. And you talk about how it's full of symbols and messages, but it just looks like a conglomeration, basically, of messages from the past. And tell the listeners what you did with that. It's so fantastic.
Okay. Well, when I put it into fourfold symmetry, it gives four different versions of that whole pictures of petroglyph. And in every picture, there are different patterns that you pick up. And I found that these patterns occur over and over and over again, no matter what you take a picture of. So it didn't have to be petroglyphs. It could be your backyard, and you would still get sort of a DNA picture of whatever you're taking a picture of. And so when you put it into order, what it does is put it into order. It makes it visible. So we can't see with our normal eyes what we're looking at until we put it into symmetry. And sometimes you can see what you're looking at by looking at it as if it is only a profile. So if you look at whatever you're looking at as a profile, then you will start to see what is behind whatever you're looking at.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, even on the book, that's what you have on the book cover. You know, when you talk about the profile, and you can see what you did there with the face. And where was that taken?
The face, let's see, that was taken in New Mexico.
Mm.
Down by Tahoe, I think it's...
Taos? Yeah.
Taos, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
but it was in New Mexico, I know for sure.
Yeah,
and so it just jumped out, and the reason I could pick that out was because I could see it in profile, and so I've trained myself to see in profile so that I can say, oh, that would be an interesting picture, and I can pull it out.
Yeah, when people read your book, what do you hope they take away from reading your book?
Well, I want them to realize that actually the goal is to be symmetrical. And so I don't just talk about nature. Nature shows us symmetry, but we have to learn ourselves that we are symmetrical. You know, we're part of nature. We've been severed from nature for too long. And now we have to realize that we are part of symmetry. And so psychologically, I talk about how, you know, when there's a synchronistic experience where something mirrors what you're doing, then that's significant. And if you get a lot of affect about something and someone really upsets you, then either collectively or individually, we have to look and see what part of ourselves is being mirrored.
Oh.
And so the mirror is a very powerful tool. In fact, the ancients had taboos about looking into mirrors some people did.
Yeah.
Because it was so powerful. And a lot of the myths like Narcissus and different people would look in the mirror and that's how they died. They would reach for their reflection and then they would die because they realized that wasn't real, whatever that was. But it was real, and echo was another thing that was something that brought back, okay, when it echoes back to you or whatever comes back to you, it's coming back to you for a reason. Ooh, I just got chills. Conscious.
Yeah, I just got chills when you said that. I can remember being in Spain and being at Christopher Columbus's house, and there was an echo coming back to me, and ooh, the hair in the back of my neck stood up. It was crazy. It was
It
just, I know exactly what you're talking about. So it's interesting for people listening to this. First of all, you can get the book by going to CherylKane.com, CherylKane.com, and it tells, you got a blog, you got videos, all kinds of really good stuff. And all the places that you went, because you really traveled.
You can get
around.
On Amazon, too.
Yeah. All the places you went and took photos and traveled around and then started doing this, what was your favorite spot?
My favorite spot, interestingly enough, was not one that I took a picture of even, but I think Mount Shasta was my favorite spot in the book. I think that it was quite an experience that I had there, so I talk about it in the book. And then one time I was in Wisconsin, and we were camping by a river, and I think it was Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And we were by the river, standing by the river at night with the stars shining right down into the river. And so if you looked down into the river, you saw the stars. And if you looked up into the sky, you saw the stars. And it was like an out-of-body experience. It was just so, I didn't know if I was in died and went to heaven or what.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. What I like, too, on the website for people that are listening, we're talking about all the symmetry, is you have so many examples of it. You've got the sun, and you show the pyramid of the sun. You show my favorite, the scarab. You've got great examples of that, which is
the scarab is in so many pictures.
Yes.
I mean, over and over and over again, you will see the golden scarab, and you understand why the Egyptians considered it such a sacred thing.
Right, and I think that's the whole idea with the symmetry, like you're mentioning. That's where you start to see these patterns.
Right. When,
and you saw them, and that's what the book is so brilliant about, is that you start to see, like you say, the mirror. There's just no question. You can see that the nature's mirror of symmetry. And Cheryl, just great work, and it makes me want to go out and figure out how to do this. Look at my pictures and see.
Well, I put a warning on there too. I put a warning because if you just do it for the fun of it,
right,
which I started out doing, you get hooked somehow, and then you all of a sudden are having to identify these things. It's like they won't just let you have fun.
That's right. So if you might go too deep, which could be a good thing though, because then it's an interesting hobby.
But it's a cautionary thing too. It's not like just for fun. It really is. It just it's a learning experience inwardly as well as outwardly. That's the whole thing. That's the mirror, inward and outward experience.
Yeah, and that's what you show. You show that throughout the book. You can see your projections, the effect, and what the experience is like. Absolutely. Cheryl, great to have you on. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.